The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM. We were just speaking with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Long Island, and what a wonderful treat, what an incredible organization. And they do wonderful things on Long Island. I mean, it was just the hour, of course, went way too fast. So here we are now with the Christina Liu Hour, also Talk of the Town. And we're just going to be talking about some stuff that's going on in the town. And also, if we have a special guest pop in, we'll be talking with that guest. So, Christina, what is going on?
Well, I'm just, you know, recovering from how wonderful that first hour was. I mean, it really flew by. We say that every week, but this week really, it was just such an amazing, I mean, Big Brother, Big Sisters in general is an amazing organization. And then to just really get to see and hear, you know, obviously people on the radio are just hearing it, but on Zoom, watching the relationship between Drew and Diamond, who are an example of a big and a little, you could just see how they interacted and looked at each other, and just the relationship they had was so amazing. And it was just, it was just, you know, it gave you all the good Friday feels, you know, you walked away feeling good.
That's the thing that always strikes me when we have people on like Big Brothers and a lot of other organizations, is that the good stuff is overlooked so often about what's going on in this world. You know, people like this group, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and so many other organizations, the press doesn't go to them. And that's a shame, because I think we have a lot more positive things going on than we do negative. And I thought that hour was great for that reason too. You know, it just emphasizes positive and it what does. People, you know.
Yeah. And I was going to say, you know, Otto, you brought up that parallel, you know, with COVID and how they kind of changed the way that they were, you know, matching and how they were entertaining and, you know, getting out there with the matches, and how like Project Independence also did that too. We kind of grew right away. We had to, you know, with technology and Zoom and how it actually helped a lot of people become a little bit more savvy, and they were able to continue relationships and reach out to people that maybe otherwise wouldn't have access to, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or Project Independence. So it was kind of cool to kind of see that there are a lot, there's probably a ton of agencies out there that did exactly what we did. I mean, I think Project Independence is always groundbreaking, but I mean, really everybody had to come up on, you know, technology to stay in contact, to continue with business. And, like you were saying too, Otto, that, you know, some good things did come out of COVID. You know, we did learn a lot, and a lot of the things that we learned, we're going to continue, you know, keeping a lot of programming.
I mean, the technology was there, but we weren't really applying it. And
right.
We were forced to use it, basically, is what it comes down to. COVID forced it to happen.
Right.
You didn't have to do it. You could have sat in your shell somewhere and not do it. But it just changed the world, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Dramatically.
And Otto, you've always been a proponent of technology for seniors. You know, you're on a committee to kind of help implement technology, you know, and we have, you know, a lot of programming to support that. But this kind of just pushed us way up, you know, it just kind of moved it along at like hyper speed. And, you know, So how are you feeling about that, Otto? I mean, the fact that that was one of, I don't want to say it was a pet peeve of yours, but from almost the day we met, you really, really fostered the importance of technology in the lives of our seniors.
I would say in my life, I sold computers in 1969 All right. So I have been forced to adapt to technology because of my work, what I did for a living. So I've gone with the flow throughout. I was involved with a lot of things right in the beginning. And I always saw that seniors are missing the boat. A lot of seniors over time were fighting technology. They wanted to still use the 3x5 card. They still wanted to do whatever. And it used to get me. I'd say, you have to change. You got to adapt. And I think the big thing that I was happy to see, unfortunately, out of this COVID negative, is that seniors did adapt. They were forced to, but many, many seniors adapted. And I think that was a good thing. And I think it opened their eyes to the fact that technology is, if used properly, a good thing. And,
Well, we have a wonderful guest and a true supporter and advocate of Project Independence and all of Long Island seniors. And I'm sure he would have been really interested to hear the conversation we started was about how COVID kind of forced technology into the lives of seniors who maybe otherwise would not have used technology. So it was kind of an interesting conversation. So welcome, Congressman Tom Suozzi. How are you?
Great. Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me on, Rebecca. Good Hello morning. There, Otto. How are you?
Good, good.
Christina, nice to see you. Yeah, I think the technology's had a big impact on all of us. I mean, not just seniors. I mean, we're all using Zoom now much more than ever before. It's really remarkable. Telehealth is one of the great benefits to society that's taken off. You know, we take it for granted here on Long Island that it's pretty easy to go to a doctor, but think of those rural parts of the country where you have to drive 2 hours to go to see a doctor. And telehealth and telemedicine is a humongous change to help people. And that'll help people throughout the world, quite frankly, as telehealth becomes more developed in different areas where you could have local practitioners who may not be physicians, could have equipment, but you could have the doctor available over a device like Zoom. So there's all kinds of other technological changes, but with all these wonderful things comes the downside. We're moving so quickly with technology that we haven't figured out how it's affecting our lives yet, how social media is affecting us, how Zoom is affecting us. So, the social media is used by the makers, the people that do great things, but it's also used by the breakers, the people that are trying to tear us apart. Anyway, Rebecca, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No. I mean, yeah, everything you have just discussed, we do so many programs around that, certainly, with seniors, because we're Project Independence, scammers are always preying on seniors. And, we do implement, we have talked so much about getting technology into the homes of our seniors and how wonderful it was. And, this was years ago. And then all of a sudden, we're telling them, don't touch links, don't do this. So there's a lot of mixed messages. So you know what? It's really, truly wonderful. And the bad stuff is there, too. And it's always going to be there. We just have to, have to be careful. But we would love to hear about all the things going on in Congress and in D.C. Your office sent us a list of everything that you're working on and doing, and it would be almost impossible to go through that list. So you're doing a lot. But I know that we really want to hear about the repeal of the SALT cap, and maybe you can explain a little bit what that means, and we just would like to hear about that.
Okay, well, that's a very big issue on Long Island. And everybody knows that state and local taxes are very high on Long Island. We have high state taxes, which are our income taxes that we pay. And we have high local taxes, which are the property taxes we pay. And since the beginning of the federal tax code, actually goes back to the Civil War under Abraham Lincoln, but then the modern tax code was formed in like 1913 or something like that. When they set up the tax code for the federal government, there was a big debate in our country where mayors and governors and local officials said, listen, don't mess with what we're doing locally. We don't want to give all this power to the federal government. They said, no. We're going to have a state and local tax deduction. It would be the first deduction they ever gave in the country, so that whatever income you make, you can deduct your state and local taxes first, and then you would be taxed on the rest of your income. And the idea was, is we didn't want the long arm of the federal government coming in and reaching in and telling our state and local governments what to do. We didn't want to hinder what they were doing, because the state and local governments are the laboratories of democracy, where they try different things to see who's got the best ideas, how to fix the problems. Well, that was in place for 100 years. And then in 2017, after really decades of effort by the conservative movement in our country, they said, let's cap, they want to eliminate it altogether, let's cap the state and local taxes you can deduct. They capped it at $10,000. Well, anybody who owns a home on Long Island knows that your state and local taxes are a lot more than $10,000 a year. You know, you're just your property taxes are $10,000 a year, or just your school taxes are $10,000 a year. Then you've got your local taxes. And so this was an effort by then President Trump and the Republicans to say, listen, we want to stop those progressive states from being quite so progressive. And the way to do that is to cap their deduction for state and local taxes. We need to make it less attractive to live in those states. And we know how difficult it is already. People leave our area all the time. When they retire, they'll move to North Carolina or South Carolina, or they'll move down to Florida, or, because the taxes are lower. Why are the taxes lower in those places? Well, they don't pay their teachers very much money. They don't have teachers unions. Florida, they don't have that many sewers. They have a problem with red tide in Florida because there's too much nitrogen leaching out into the Gulf of Mexico and the ocean. So they don't really have that much infrastructure that way. They don't have a mass transit system. New York City has the lowest carbon footprint per capita of any place in the United States of America, in the world, because there's so many people there, but nobody drives. They all take mass transit. They don't regulate their utilities. In Texas, it got cold out and their whole utility system went down. We have the lowest rate of uninsured children in the country in New York State. They don't insure their children in Texas and Florida. They didn't opt into the Affordable Care Act. So they don't insure their children. So all these different things that we do in New York State, it's more expensive here. Just costs more money. And the state and local tax deduction was a very big part of our lives. Now, the people that are against the state and local tax deduction that I am fighting to get back will say, oh, it's only for rich people. It's only for rich people. I said, well, in New York State, if you're an electrician and a civil servant in a household, you're making $150,000 a year. That's considered the top 20% of the incomes in the United States of America. So you make $150,000 on Long Island, you're middle class. You're not rich. You're okay. You're middle class. $150,000 though in Oklahoma, you're on top of the world. You got a brand new house, the gated community with granite countertops and an in-home movie theater, and you belong to the country club. And the same thing in Iowa and North Dakota. And so they look at people making $150,000 where we live in their household, and they say, boy, you're so rich. We're not going to bail out the rich. Then we've got really rich people who we don't want moving out of New York. Goldman Sachs just did a report that said 5% of the people that make $10 million or more a year left New York and went to Florida. Well, when they leave and they move to Florida, we lose that income for our state and local governments. Who gets left behind holding the bag? The moderate and low-income people that are here, that stay, that don't want to move, can't move, don't want to move, and they don't want to see their taxes go up, certainly, and they don't want to see their services go down. So we got a big problem. So everybody says, oh, the blue states, the Democrats. Well, that's right. New York, California, they've been working on climate change for 20 years. In Washington, we're still debating whether it's a hoax or not. We are doing things in our state and local governments in the blue states that cost more money. We think it gives us a better quality of life, but we built up this system based upon having a state and local tax deduction. So I've said very clearly that I support the president. I was
Tom,
the first.
We actually have to take a quick break. I'm so sorry. Can we pick up right where we're leaving off?
Sure.
We'll be right back with Project Independence and You, and we're here speaking with Congressman Tom Suozzi. We'll be right back.